Today on More to Life, baggage check. Are past hurts weighing you down? Let us help you lay down those old burdens and find the next steps on your journey toward healing. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, baggage check. Are past hurts weighing you down? We want to help you check your baggage, lay down those old burdens, and find the next steps on your healing journey. 877-573-7825. And we're not just talking about hurts from the ancient past, from your family of origin or childhood, but even, you know, hurts in the present that are hard to get past, whatever those issues are that are, you know, still just making you feel the pain. We want to help you lay that down, forgive, heal, move forward, and experience the peace that comes from God's healing grace. 877-573-7825.
Well, you know, I think that some of our past hurts just kind of irritate us. Like when you put on a shoe that gives you a blister, and then anytime you rub up against it, it hurts. But past hurts can do so much more. They can have us constantly walking the line between wisdom that came from those past hurts, if we can bring it to Christ, if we can begin to heal, and further damage, because we're so afraid of letting that happen again, of being used or hurt or diminished in some way, of not trusting our own instincts, our own sense of rightness, that we limit our relationships, we limit what we think we're able to do, so we put tight constrictions around our lives, sometimes without even realizing it. You know, sort of saying, well, everyone that I could date is probably as crummy as this person I dated that hurt me. You know, any job that I could go out for, I wouldn't do well because I struggled in this job that I'm no longer in. I can't heal my relationship with my family because if I do, it's all going to go south again. There are so many ways that we allow the things that we have gone through that have hurt us in the past to damage us in the present or even in the future, because we don't take the time to allow God to heal us enough for those hurts to make us stronger and actually more courageous, because we've gotten to know Christ more through them instead of just being down in the trenches of the pain.
And I think the healing really begins with recognizing that there is, as the show says, more to life, mm-hmm. that God wants to heal us, and that we need to lean into that healing and not just accept that this is it. But we'll talk more about that throughout the program. Give us a call at 877-573-7825 and tell us, are old hurts still haunting you? Maybe you feel like your life is being affected from the things that happened to you growing up. Or maybe you're struggling to get past a more recent heartbreak. For example, your spouse let you down in some way. Your adult kids have pushed you away. Someone you care about rejected or betrayed you. Maybe you're struggling to know what it means to forgive someone who hurt you. Or you're just tired of carrying around the pain of past experiences, however they're affecting you. We want to help you discover those next grace-filled steps toward healing. 877-573-7825.
And I want to be clear here. You know, we're talking about healing these things. We're not talking about pretending they didn't happen, that they haven't affected us, just boldly moving on into the next era of our lives and not dealing with those things. Because if God allowed things to happen, He always has the plan for how to heal that, how to make you stronger, how to bring you closer to Him. He never wants us to get stuck in a hurt, in a pain, in a dysfunction of some kind, and stay there forever. He wants us to grow. He wants us to be healed. He wants us to be closer to Him. He wants us to be able to shine out because of His healing and bring that grace that He wants to give you, not only into your own heart and mind, but into all the future relationships that you are going to have. That is very different than faking it till you make it and just pretending it didn't happen. So let's help you today connect with God's grace and some brand new skills to help you become that new creation in Christ and to make sense of some of those old hurts and truly heal them and use them to actually be your best self in Christ.
877-573-7825 is the number to call to join the conversation on our show titled Baggage Check, as we talk about overcoming those old hurts that we all have, for whatever reason, that tend to weigh us down and limit us. Let's talk about how to heal. 877-573-7825. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And if you're wondering, well, you know, what is that exactly? And how could it possibly help me deal with old hurts? Well, you've come to the right place. So, St. John Paul, when he was Pope, gave a series of reflections that looked at how we could discover God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthier, holier relationships.
You know, the fact is we live in a broken and sinful world, and all of us carry wounds from the past of some sort because of it. For some of us, those hurts relate to a difficult childhood. For others, it has to do with more recent betrayals and disappointments, miscommunications or injuries committed by spouses, friends, colleagues, or family members. But whether the hurts we're carrying around are big or small, the theology of the body reminds us that God doesn't just want us to limp along saying, "Oh, well, I guess I'm always going to feel this way." He wants us to know that His plan is to heal us, and He wants us to confidently embrace that plan for our healing.
You know, in the theology of the body, St. John Paul described what he called, big word here, eschatological man. Now, what that means in simple terms is that we need to look at the whole healed, godly, grace-filled vision of ourselves that God sees when He looks at us. Because that is who we really are. Not the broken, wounded person we see when we look in the mirror. As St. John Paul said, God is calling us to become what we are. The truth is, that whole, healed, godly, grace-filled self that we're meant to become isn't just some far-off, distant ideal. In fact, that version of us already exists in God, who is the very ground of our being. And we don't have to become someone else entirely to get past those hurts and become who God wants us to be. The fact is, the closer we draw to the Lord, the more our true selves are revealed. Healing old hurts begins when we believe that all things are possible with God, that He is the true source of our healing, and He wills our healing, and that regardless of what we've been through, He's giving us the grace to be everything He created us to be. If only we'll cooperate with His grace and do the work that healing requires of us. 877-573-7825. 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. The show today titled Baggage Check. And we're talking about the ways old hurts, whether they're big or small, in the distant past or more recent present, how they weigh us down, how they limit us, and most importantly, how to get past it, to live the life that God wants for us. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord and start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we live in a broken, sinful world, and we've all been hurt. And we bring to you those hurts now. Lord, we ask you to heal those hurts and show us how to make something beautiful out of them. Help us to be witnesses to the world of your healing power and grace, and to not allow ourselves to be defined by our limits and our wounds, but rather to be defined by your grace and your love and your desire to make us the whole, healed, godly, grace-filled people you created us to be. Help us to be able to see that reality in spite of our hurts and in spite of our concerns, and to lean into your healing promise so that we can glorify you and show the world your glory through the healing we embrace. We ask all of that through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled Baggage Check, as we talk about the way old hurts can weigh us down. Let us help you lay down those old burdens and find the next steps on your healing journey. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Debbie, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Omaha, Nebraska.
Hi, Debbie. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Hi. Well, I have, I guess you would call it an old hurt, because I moved away from a friend who, we were like sisters for, over 30 years. And I just can't seem to let it go in my head. I have kind of let it go by way of, I'll send her a card for her birthday, or, you know, send her a text once in a while. It almost makes it worse when I do that. My daughter suggested
worse in what way, Debbie?
It just crops up, like, why does she not want this friendship anymore? Because I mean, we truly were like sisters, you know.
And Debbie, what has given you the impression she doesn't want the friendship anymore? Because you sort of skipped that part.
Kind of tell. I guess I haven't. See, that's the thing. I have not really approached her honestly. And I don't know why I can't do that. I've always had a problem being very blatantly honest with people.
I guess I don't know what you'd be honest about, because the way you're describing it, and correct me if I'm wrong or if I'm missing something here, but basically what you're saying is you were like sisters with this woman for 30 years, and then you moved away.
The friend moved away, or you moved away? Which one of you?
I'm sorry, I moved away. And
you moved away.
She doesn't reciprocate. Like, a lot of times she waits days before she'll text me back, and it'll be something very vague. And then, like,
I see. So you're trying to reach out to her with regular texts and those sorts of things, but she doesn't get back to you.
Right. And she just doesn't, you know, things like that. Yeah. Basically.
So, and you said that you have a hard time being a little direct. So I'm going to ask you, you know, the first thing we need to do in situations like this is to just sort of clarify things. And I think, I mean, it's not a matter of accusing her or approaching her with some kind of hurt, but have you ever thought about saying, hey, I really miss you, and I'd love to be able to find some ways to stay connected better. Are you interested in that? You know, would you like to figure out some way that we could, you know, try to keep up the relationship a little bit more?
Yeah, I guess that is an easy way. That's kind of confronting or anything.
Yeah. I don't think there's any reason to be confrontational at this point, you know, because it, you know, you don't know what's going on, you know, and I think that it would be just as easy for her to read into things, you know, and say, well, you know, Debbie has moved on with her life, you know.
Yeah, you know, you don't know what kind of triggers you're moving created in her. I mean, I know that when I moved to Ohio, I had people back in New Jersey that years later actually said the words, "You abandoned us when you left." I moved to get married and have a life. I did not, you know, I kept up, you know, trying to be in contact with people, but something that was going on in that person's life just brought that wound up for them, that this person has left me and now I'm abandoned again. And over time, you know, anger grew and insecurity grew. So reaching out to her and saying, you know, exactly what Greg was saying, and I miss you, and is there any way we can keep in touch better? Those things are important, because you're letting her know that just because you moved doesn't mean you want to be out of her life.
Yeah, what I'd say is, you know, even propose an idea. Like, hey, would you be up for like a monthly call or something like that? You know, suggest something that's reasonable for you. And I think that's the first step. You know, it's funny. This reminds me of a call we got from a woman who was really frustrated that she hadn't been getting any time with her husband. You know, they hadn't been on a date in a while, and she was really hurting by that. And I said, well, have you said to your husband, I'd really like to go on a date with you? And she's like, that actually never occurred to me. You know, we all just sort of forget to do the obvious thing sometimes. But I don't know if there's more there or how she'll respond. And if she doesn't respond, well, give us a call back. We'll talk about that. But I think the next step would just be saying, hey, you know, I really miss you. I feel, you know, I feel that real distance between us, and I'd love to be able to reconnect. Would you be up for like something like a monthly call, a monthly FaceTime or something like that? And just see what she says. Even if she takes a couple of days to respond, if you can get something happening, so much the better. And then if you do the call, before you hang up, make your appointment for the next call.
Yeah. You know, intentionality, whether we live far away from somebody or we live very close, really matters. And we learned this from a very good friend of ours who we would like say, oh, we had such a great time together. Let's get together again soon. And then their life got crazy and our life got crazy and it never happened. And she eventually said to us, I'm not leaving this table, our dinner table, until we have a date. So everybody get your calendar out. Let's put something down. And now I even do that with friends who live far away and I want to have phone conversations with. It really helps to be able to be intentional. So start with what Greg's saying here. Try to make it more intentional and let us know what happens from there.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Debbie. Again, if she doesn't respond well or you've got other questions, don't hesitate to reach back out to us here. 877-573-7825. Today's show is titled Baggage Check. As we talk about past hurts and the way those hurts can weigh us down or limit us, if you would like to lay down those old burdens and find the next steps on your healing journey, give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. In addition to taking your calls, when we come back, we'll be joined by Father Thomas Loya of the Tabor Life Institute. He'll be sharing some insights for overcoming old hurts through God's grace. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues right after the break.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Do you feel as though life is flying past you? Are you desperate for a way to find moments of peace and quiet? Lord, teach me to pray. The free Ignatian Prayer Series will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord, Teach Me to Pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, click on the red box, order the Lord Teach Me to Pray series now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Baggage Check, as we talk about overcoming hurts from the past, whether those are distant past or more recent past. Let's not let those hurts limit us. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Father Thomas Loya. He is a pastor, a counselor, an expert on the practical applications of the theology of the body, and he's here to help us leave behind some of those old hurts. Father Loya, welcome to More to Life.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Great to be here as always.
So we do, you know, all of us, I think, carry inside of us wounds from the past, whether that's our childhood or more recent past. When you're talking with a parishioner who is struggling with this, what are some of the things that you suggest to them?
Well, one of the things is, you have to be responsible to get what you need. In other words, if they need a particular, maybe they need some trauma counseling, some specialized counseling. Or, you know, they need to be under a psychiatrist because there's maybe a chemical thing and they need some medicine or whatever. So, yes, you try to get them to get what they need. However, and I'm very, very adamant about this, and I work with them, that, you know, Christ is the divine physician. We only heal ultimately with spirituality, which means that a lot of our holding on to hurts and how hurts kind of dominate us or haunt us has to do with a spiritual situation, spiritual kind of attitude. For example, like John Paul II, as you mentioned here, John Paul II talks about eschatological man. That is our reality, okay? What we live now, historical man, it's reality, but not the full, not the real reality. And we have to realize that we have an attitude where we're going to have to move beyond the hurts, because the proper spiritual attitude is, it comes to the first commandment, thou shalt not have false gods. You know, we don't realize we make false gods. A false god is anything that we allow to have power over us. We sort of kind of slouch or lean into our hurts. We allow ourselves to be determined by them. And sometimes that's even the mistake of attitudes of our culture, and even sometimes of counseling. You know, it's kind of, well, you had this, and so you're only capable of this much, and we'll help you cope or something. No, that's not the right spiritual attitude. The right spiritual attitude is that with the right awareness, or right approach, you can move beyond these things. You can. It may take a lifetime, it may take a long time, but you can. And the human person, we have to remember, the human person, look at the language of the body. We're the only creature that stands erect, that looks outward and upward. In other words, we're oriented to moving out beyond ourselves, to what is higher, what is transcendent. We are not determined. All other creatures are determined. You know, an animal, a dog, can only be what a dog is. He can't move beyond that. Well, the human person has a limitless kind of ability for its own transcendence, which means we have to have the attitude that nothing from the past can ultimately determine us. It may be difficult, it may take time, but it's the right attitude. And that's what I mean by Christian healing, that Christ is the divine physician. Even when psychology is working well, really what it's doing ultimately is the Christ thing. It's actually spirituality. It may not be called that, but that's really what's happening. We have to always remember who we really are as a human person. We're open to the transcendent. Don't put a ceiling on us. Don't be determined. Don't sort of slouch into a limitation. This is all I am. I got to understand. I was hurt. Okay, yes, we understand that. But it's your spiritual attitude that's ultimately going to heal you.
Well, and I, you know, another thing that St. John Paul famously said, and he was referring to families when he said this, but I think it applies to all of us, since we all come from families and are all part of families in one way or another, it become who you are, which is such a weird thing to say superficially, but what it really means is exactly what you're talking about here, that we are this whole, healed, godly, grace-filled vision that God sees when he looks at us, and we have to remember that's who we are, and so we lean into that. In spite of the pain that we're in, the hurts that we're experiencing, and we say, okay, what would that look like to be that person? how would that person act in these situations? How would that person respond to these things? How can I lean into that vision then?
But I love the fact that you're using the word slouch, Father Loya, because all of us have gone through this, especially now, you know, we're all carrying around phones, we're all at a desk. We have a tendency to slouch, and that's how our body just thinks it should be. So many of us are walking around very stooped over. But we can train our posture to move back into that upright position, to be able to see, you know, up and out, as you were saying. And it's going to take some practice. You know, those exercises that we would do to correct a bodily slouch, we need to take those baby steps and do those exercises spiritually and mental health-wise to really become who we are. But we can, with Christ's grace, make that happen in our lives.
Father Loya, thank you so much for being with us. If folks would like to learn more about your good work, where can they go?
TaborLife.org.
TaborLife.org. That's T-A-B-O-R, like the mountain. TaborLife.org. Father Loya, thanks again for being with us. Always a pleasure.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
And we are taking your calls, folks, at 877-573-7825. You know, this thing that we're saying here, that we are not defined by our past hurts, we're not defined by our wounds, we're not defined by our limitations, that requires a shift in thinking. Because most of us do think that we're defined by our hurts and limitations. But as Christians, where St. Thomas Aquinas says that grace builds on nature, right? Whatever we are today is not what God calls us to be. And God promises that there is more to life. Let us help you connect with that in your life. 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Hello, Steve Ray here from Footprints of God Pilgrimages. Want to celebrate some amazing anniversaries this year in France? We'll visit Normandy Beach to celebrate our heroic military for the 80th anniversary of D-Day. Also, the 100th anniversary of the canonization of St. Teresa of Lisieux. Join us this October for our Saints and Shrines of France and a visit to the newly renovated Notre Dame Cathedral.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at avemariaradio.net.
The Catholic Church teaches that Jesus Christ is literally and wholly present, body and blood, soul and divinity, under the appearances of bread and wine. St. John the Apostle records the John chapter 6 Bread of Life discourse, in which Jesus states that his flesh is true food and his blood true drink. Who better to understand John's writings and subsequent teachings than a disciple and student of John, St. Ignatius of Antioch? In his letter to the Smyrnians in 110 AD, Ignatius writes, "I have no taste for corruptible food, nor for the pleasures of this life. I desire the bread of God, which is the flesh of Jesus Christ. And for drink, I desire his blood, which is love incorruptible." The Catholic Church absolutely follows St. John and St. Ignatius in taking Jesus at his word. Examining the truths of the Catholic faith, this is faithforensics.org.
The following program is brought to you in part by MyCatholicWill.com. Surveys show that more than half of Americans do not have a will. At MyCatholicWill.com, it takes as little as 15 minutes to write your will and secure a legacy of faith. MyCatholicWill.com is the exclusive online destination for creating a Catholic will. The process of writing a will is simple and now more accessible than ever. MyCatholicWill.com, a legacy of faith for those you love.
Hi there, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Imagine being married to someone who regularly goes out of their way to make your life easier and more pleasant. Someone who's willing to make little sacrifices just to see you smile. It's as if this person said, "I do" to the marriage, not just on your wedding day, but every day. Relationship experts call these qualities emotional rapport and benevolence. Research by the Gottman Institute found that healthy couples maintain a 20-to-1 ratio of these sorts of positive interactions when they're not in conflict. Can you imagine how that might affect a marriage? According to Gottman, couples with high levels of emotional support and benevolence are more likely to give one another the benefit of the doubt when one of them accidentally offends the other. Such couples are better at avoiding conflict and handling it more gracefully when it occurs. High levels of benevolence lead to greater trust, too, and that in turn leads to greater intimacy and sharing. Thankfully, even couples who don't have high levels of benevolence and emotional rapport can cultivate it. It all starts with finding those little ways of saying, I do, every day. Get more tips for building a strong marriage in my book, For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage, or for more personal support, visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Baggage Check, as we talk about the ways that past hurts can sometimes weigh us down. Let's talk about how to heal those wounds and leave behind that pain so that we can lean into the whole, healed, godly, grace-filled person God sees when he looks at us. 877-573-7825.
Hey, we want to send out congratulations to another EWTN radio partner. WJMJ, serving Hartford, Connecticut, is celebrating 7 years with EWTN.
They carry EWTN radio in English and Spanish on their HD channels. So congratulations to Steve Savino and everyone at WJMJ. From all of us, right here at EWTN. And folks, wherever you are listening to your local EWTN radio station, make sure you're supporting that station, certainly with your prayers, but with your dollars as well. We want to keep EWTN radio going strong for decades to come so we can keep supporting you in living a more joyful, faithful, and abundant life. So again, congratulations to Steve Savino and all the folks out there in Catholic radio who are building the kingdom, and all of you for helping to build the kingdom by supporting Catholic radio. With that, we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now to Shireen, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Illinois.
Hi, Shireen. Welcome to More to Life. How can we help you out?
Well, when I was a child, before I went to school, I thought I was nothing wrong with me. And then I started being bullied because I was fat. And I've noticed over time that that's caused me to be very critical of myself, in the sense that if it's a hair out of place, I make sure it's plastered down or something, and I find I have to stop myself from doing the same to other people, and it's really difficult sometimes.
Well, it's very insightful of you to be able to say this was the cause, and now it's created not just negative messages about that particular topic in your life, but it's made you very aware of anything that somebody might consider out of place or be able to pick on you about. And it's so much so that now it's spinning out to, you don't just notice it in yourself, but in other people as well. It's very insightful that you know that it, how it started and how it's grown.
Shireen, can I ask, have there been any things that you've done to try to address this so far, or is this, you're just kind of starting to look at this?
I tell myself, now cut that out. I mean, I love St. Francis, and I remember St. Francis and the leper, and that helped a lot, because I mean, that would be like me and someone, like a homeless person. I, you know, it's hard to touch a homeless person. You think, you don't know where they've been and what, you know, do you know what I'm saying? Everything. And I'm not as critical about others as I used to be. And I try to tell myself, oh, now cut that out. You're okay.
Do me a favor. Tell our listeners, you said about St. Francis and the leper. Tell us what about that story has meant so much to you?
Well, as a child growing up, like I said, I was fat, and when we'd have recess at school, they always play games, and I didn't look like I was very physically strong. You know, I looked like I could just fall down and roll over like a ball, and so I was always the last one picked, and that's not what St. Francis did in that. He ran away from the leper first, I know that, but he went... But God grabbed him and he took him. He went back and he hugged and gave.
So it says that God loves you and you can really kind of connect with that love of God. And I'm glad to hear that. And so what I want you to do, Shireen, I'm gonna suggest a couple of things for you, a couple of resources. So there's something called parts work that we can do with ourselves, and we do this on a more complicated level, complex level in CatholicCounselors.com if you'd like to follow up with this. But so it's a way of thinking about ourselves that allows us to have better integration and healing. So it's a metaphor. It's not, you know, it's just a way of thinking about ourselves. But if you were to imagine that you were made up of lots of different parts, okay, and that you, Shireen, are kind of the collection of all those parts, very much like God is three persons but one God, right? Well, we are made up of many parts. So, and we even talk about it this way: part of me wants to go to the Chinese restaurant for dinner, and part of me wants Italian.
In your case, Shireen, part of you is criticizing yourself or someone else, and part of you is saying, "Hey, stop that." So there's these, you know, different parts of you that are sort of warring or challenging each other.
And sometimes when I first present this, people are like, "Are you saying I'm multiple personality?" No, not at all. All I'm saying is this is a metaphor. It's a way of thinking about ourselves that allows us to have healthier conversations and better integration. And so what I'm going to suggest to you is getting out a notebook and writing back and forth between the part of you that still carries this wound, this part of you that, you know, that you called that kind of ball that kind of would just roll over, you know, that you know, the child Shireen, right, who's hurting, and the you who's experienced God's love. I want you to have a conversation between those two parts. So you start by maybe having that writing for that hurting child part. And she says, you know, I just hate how I look. I hate how everybody treats me. I'm so embarrassed about who I am.
I feel I'm scared, all of those things.
And then you write back as that whole healed, loving, godly Shireen who's experienced God's love. And you write back to her. What does she need to hear from you? To make better sense of that time in her life, to know who she's become through all the things that you've been through to get to the place where you are now. And then maybe she asks some questions about that. It's like, you know, how can I get there? And you kind of talk back and forth between those two parts. What I'd actually like you to even do right now is just if you're in if you're driving, okay, but otherwise, I just want you to close your eyes for a second. And I just want you to imagine that hurting little girl Shireen, and I just want you to look at her through those eyes, through Saint Francis' eyes, right? Through God's eyes, and see the love that God has for her. And I want you to just tell her that God loves her, that he has a plan for her life, that she is beautiful to him, and that he wants to heal her and help her become everything that he created her to be. Ask her to let him do that work. And then I want you to continue that dialogue in a journal every day where you just write back and forth between that part. And you'll start to see sometimes that part come out where she's picking on you and picking on your hair or picking on your looks or picking on that person. And then and don't just say stop it. I want you to just close your eyes in that moment and say, I love you. And you don't have to try so hard anymore because you're beautiful and you're beloved. And you are a daughter of God, and I want to help you know how much you are worth in his eyes and mine. So don't just tell her to stop it. Help her connect with the love that's going to help her stop beating up on herself and others. I talk more about this idea of parts work in my book, God Help Me, This Stress is Driving Me Crazy. In one of the later chapters, I talk about how to do this dialoguing with our different parts so that we can have better integration. Because the whole point of this, right, is that there are parts of us that we don't like, so we just kind of cut them off. And we shame them, and we humiliate them, and we don't want to think about them. But that stops us from being able to hear from all the parts that God gave us and being really whole and one person. So this conversation, this parts work, allows us to let every part in and let God heal every part, even the parts that we like to kind of keep in the back there, away from him and away from everybody else. So to follow up again, my book, God, help me, this stress is driving me crazy. Finding Balance Through God's Grace, where we talk more about this idea of parts. If you'd like more personalized assistance with this and to walk through it with one of our team, I'd really encourage you to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We do this kind of work all the time, and it's time to be able to let go of that pain and really experience what a beloved, beautiful daughter of God you are. Every part of you. Shireen, thank you so much for the call, and if there's more we can do to support you, please don't hesitate to reach out, either here on the show or through CatholicCounselors.com. 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. You know, before we go to our break, I wanted to share, a lot of the hurts that we carry with us come from our families of origin. And of course, as parents, we want to make sure that we are doing everything we can to give our kids a warm, safe, loving, joyful environment to grow up in and know what they're worth in God's eyes. And that's one of the reasons we created Catholic Home. That's Catholic H-O-M. It's an app, but it's not just another parenting resource. It's not just another app. It's a place to get coaching from our whole team of experts, parent coaching, and lots of creative resources to help you build a loving, caring, connected, faithful Catholic home. In fact, working with Georgetown University, Lisa and I commissioned a study that looked at families who successfully raised all of their kids to be faithful adults. And we discovered that the key to raising faithful kids is that the faith needs to be the source of the warmth in the home. And the families who successfully raised all their kids to a faithful adulthood shared 12 habits. They intuited 12 habits in common that enabled them to create that kind of warm, faithful, loving home life. Well, we want to teach you their secrets. So every day on More to Life, every day on Catholic Home, we are interacting with parents and giving them the coaching and support and encouragement they need, and tons of creative resources like exclusive podcast content, downloadable activities to make living the faith at home simple and fun. We have a live stream coming up tomorrow. We do this every month where the whole community can come on and ask questions, share success stories, and interact with us. We love that time. We're looking forward to doing that tomorrow. That's Thursday, June 5th at 7 p.m. Eastern. If you become part of the Catholic HOM community, you can join that.
There, just as part of it.
We want to share all of this with you. You can get 2 months free with an annual subscription of $149, or go with a monthly subscription for only $14.95 a month. One subscription covers you and your spouse for all the coaching and all your kids with all the fun activities. You don't ever have to feel overwhelmed or alone as a Catholic parent with Catholic HOM to help. Subscribe today wherever you get your apps and become part of the Catholic HOM community. Lisa and I want to help you create the Catholic family life that you're longing for and that God has in his heart for you. With that, we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825. As we head out, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Psalm 147, verse 3.
Such a beautiful promise. The Lord heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds.
Amen. And that's what we're talking about today on our show titled Baggage Check. As we talk about the old wounds that we carry around, let's bring them out. Let's stop being ashamed of those hurts and give them to the Lord so that he can heal us and bind up those wounds. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls coming up right after the break.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
This program is brought to you by the following nonprofit underwriter.
Are you longing to hear God's voice? Lord, Teach Me to Pray, the free Ignatian Prayer Series will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking, and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord, Teach Me to Pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, click on the red box, order the Lord, Teach Me to Pray series now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, Baggage Check, as we talk about leaving behind those old hurts that we've been carrying around. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Bruce, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on Guadalupe Radio.
Hi, Bruce. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hello. Within the last year and a half, our adult son decided not to get married in the church, and we decided not to be part of that, and since then it's been very limited contact with him and his wife.
When you're saying don't not be part of that, you mean you didn't go to the wedding, or what do you mean?
We didn't go to the wedding.
Okay.
We chose not to. And so with that being, he actually told us it's going to be limited contact, but it's been very none, other than when we have all-together family functions with the whole big family of, you know, grandparents and everybody. We'll see them then on holidays, and it's standoffish, but yet you can have a conversation with them. But you can tell
but
still there.
Sure, of course. All right, Bruce, I'm sorry. My heart's breaking for you, and
so
I understand
hard.
Why you did what you did. And in some cases, that can be the right answer, particularly when doing that, when absenting ourselves from certain things, makes that person realize what they are losing and makes them really think harder about what they're giving up. But that's only going to work with somebody who owns the faith. And sometimes as parents, we think that because we raised the kid in the faith, because we brought them to church, maybe because we sent them to Catholic school, that they caught what we were trying to give them. And it sounds to me like your son, for whatever reason, didn't catch the faith the way you were hoping he would. And you were hoping by not going to the wedding that you would remind him of all the lessons that you'd given him, the gift of faith that you'd given him, and you would kind of inspire him to value that. But I think what the results of this show is that he was past that, and you misjudged the situation, even though your intentions were in the right place. In my book, our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Adult Sons and Daughters, we talk about the difference between accompaniment and approval. And I know that you were afraid of approving of his choice to get married outside the church. We certainly can't, because we recognize that the Catholic Church offers the fullness of the truth and offers the fullest and most beautiful vision of marriage. And we want the best for our kids.
And we want our children to participate in that sacrament and have that grace for the rest of their marriage. And that's a beautiful, beautiful gift to want to make sure our children have. And we all, if we're Catholic, want that for our children.
And so we can't approve when our children who are raised in the faith choose not to get married in the church. But we can still accompany them. And here's the difference, okay? To approve of somebody means I'm good with everything you're doing. You just keep doing it. Okay. To accompany somebody means to say, I'm recognizing the intention behind your action, and I'm validating that intention, even though I have serious concerns about the way you're trying to meet that intention. So, in other words, in this case, that might mean saying something along the lines of, you know, whether you say this out loud or not, but in your head, saying, you know, I appreciate what he's trying to do. He's trying to build a life with a wonderful woman. He's trying to, you know, make a real commitment to this person. He's trying to find real love. And those are all good things.
And by inviting us, he's trying to have his family around him and create a supportive structure for that marriage.
But at the same time, I have concerns because I want the best for him. And I see that he is either unaware of all the graces that he could be receiving by participating in the sacrament of marriage, or that he doesn't understand it and is rejecting it. And I'm concerned that he won't be able to have the full married life, the full joy that God wants for him as he continues down this path. So that's the difference, right? I acknowledge the good intentions behind his actions, but I acknowledge also my concerns about it. What I think you need to do is to apologize to him, to say to him, "I love you, son, and I'm sorry that you felt that I was rejecting you. What I was trying to do really was to say I felt like you were shortchanging yourself."
Yourselves. I mean, include his wife in this, that you wanted all of this for her and for them as a couple.
And that is what I was trying to say to you. But I see that the message you got was that I was rejecting you and that I didn't want to be part of your life. And that is not at all what I meant, and I'm very sorry. I love you, and I love this woman that you're building your life with. I am concerned that because you didn't get married in the church, you're not receiving the graces that I want for you, that God wants for you, to have the beautiful, fulfilling, spiritual marriage that you deserve, that you both deserve. And I'm going to continue to hold on to that concern, but I want to be part of your life in whatever way you'll let me. And Bruce, what you're looking for here are, you know, not everything about your relationship with your son and your daughter-in-law, you know, is tied up around this particular issue. I mean, there are things that they might want to talk to you about. They might want to, you know, go to dinner with you. They might want to share their grandkids, you know, your grandkids.
Well,
all of these things. You know?
Yeah.
And so you want to walk alongside of them in whatever ways they will let you, even while you continue to acknowledge the concerns that you have.
And knowing that at any point, God may give you a crack in that door, that wall, that you can then minister to them through in your support. Now, I will say this to you, Bruce. Do this now. Do not wait till they have a child. Because that is, if you suddenly start being kinder, more open to them, all they're going to see is that you want that child in your life, not them. And you really want to make sure that if you decide to do this, which we strongly advise, that you do it now before children are part of it, because that's going to make it more complicated. Your son won't really believe you, and you want to be healing this before then.
I'm going to leave you with this. Again, I want you to follow up with our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Yes. Conversations with Our Adult Sons and Daughters. It's going to unpack this idea of accompaniment versus approval in a lot more detail than we have time for. And it'll walk you through the other steps of rebuilding your relationship with your son without throwing your faith under the bus. And again, that's Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Our Adult Sons and Daughters. Check that out as a follow-up, Bruce. And if there's more we can do to support you through this personally, don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. In the 2 minutes we have left, I can't take the call because it's too short time. But Bonnie, who's 74, called in, and she shared with our screener that she's, you know, had a difficult life. She'd been divorced twice. She had a bad relationship with her father. She has a hard time making friends and having strong relationships. And she wanted to know, is it too late for her? And Bonnie, I wish I had more time to talk with you. I'm sorry that we weren't able to get to your call, but I wanted you to know,
please feel free to call in again.
It's not too late. It's not too late for you or any person. As long as God gives us another breath, each breath we draw is God's promise that he's not done with us yet and that he has not done healing us yet.
And honestly, Bonnie, you're only 74. You could easily live another 30 years. A lot of people are living very vitally to, you know, 104 now. So don't use that as an excuse to not get the grace and do the work to heal this situation in your life.
And I know we do a lot of this kind of work. I think you're struggling with something based on the information that you shared with our screener, something called avoidant attachment. And that is absolutely possible to heal, but it often takes working with a counselor who is trained in attachment theory. And I'd really invite you to reach out to our team at CatholicCounselors.com to learn how to find grace-filled ways to heal those attachment wounds. That's at CatholicCounselors.com. With that, we are being played out here, so we want to send you off with God's grace and let you know that if there's more that we can do to support you in your healing journey, reach out to our pastoral counseling practice at CatholicCounselors.com, where you can work with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life in the light of God's grace. That's CatholicCounselors.com. With that, thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, remember that with God's grace, there is so much more to life. Get out there and celebrate the life that God has for you. Have a blessed day.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.